Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Meek, man. Welcome home, Meek. You feel me? This is episode 15. Wait a minute. Let me get pinned in. Come on. Yeah, so Unplugged In, episode 15, Plugged In Podcast, feel me, we plugged the fuck in, got that meat slapping in the back, but yeah, but what we gonna do is, we just gonna go ahead and pop it off, man. You know, a lot of shit been going on since the last time I tapped in on the podcast. You know, just talking to some of the homies throughout the week about the internet, man. The internet is really something else. The internet got these new niggas really just on some shit. For real. Got these new niggas on some shit. Like the way the internet got niggas acting. So, you know, for example, Black China. Y'all know Black China out there, who already has a baby by Tyga, you know, who used to be with Cash Money, recording artist, who also is the ex-fiance of Rob Kardashian. Had a baby by him. She's like seven. That baby girl's about 17, 18 months now. She used to be with Rob Kardashian. Now she's with Almighty J. From YBN. I don't know if y'all heard about this little nigga, but this little nigga, he just a young nigga living, getting money. Him and YBN, the mirror, they been dropping shit. They kind of like the new Bibby and Lil Herb. They kind of like the new Bibby and G Herbo, but to me, they on like Nymir is more of a Bay Area kind of sound, like he from the city, you know, Midwest maybe. And then Almighty J, you know, he raps just like Rich the Kid. And, you know, the nigga be going off, you know what I mean? For a young nigga, I mean, niggas is lyrical when they're not talking about much. They just talking about getting money, fucking bitches, you know what I'm saying? And talking about materialistic shit. There's nothing wrong with that. They young. These niggas is like 18, freshly 18. I think Jay is still 17 or 18 or 19, maybe. I'm tripping. I don't know. But he out here. Apparently, he got Black China pregnant. I don't know how true it is, but that's what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, this young nigga just living. To me, it's hilarious. To me, it's truly hilarious what is going on and how Black China didn't step down to the position to what, like, this is what she needs to do now. Like, this is good for her. I don't understand that, but, you know, whatever. If that works out for you. Hopefully she's not pregnant. Like, China's like 30. You know what I mean? YBN, you know, Almighty J's like 17, 18, 19 years old. Absolutely nothing wrong with that, but if it was the other way around, you know what I'm saying? It would be a problem. But they like, yeah, well, he's a boy. He can fuck these hoes. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is if that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. All I'm saying is, I mean, my nigga, you don't need a baby right now. I mean, unless you want one. You know what I mean? He could possibly want one. You're going to rush life. You're going to grow up too fast. And I guess that's just what niggas want to do. You know what I mean? That could possibly be what niggas want to do. I just don't think it's a good idea for him or her. It's like, damn, you pregnant girl, this is your third baby. And you haven't even known this little nigga but for what, less than 7 months? They've only been fucking around for a couple months, I think. But you know, they, in the famous eye, TMZ following them around and shit. So it could possibly be just some shit, you know what I mean, to for them to, because Blac Chyna seems like the type that wants to stay in the public eye, as well as Almighty J too. He runs me as that type of, that's how I feel with him, you know what I mean, even in his little interviews. But like I said, he's a very young nigga living, you know what I mean. They met on Christian Mingle. This nigga was on a little interview, the No Jumper interview, acting hella ignorant. You know what I mean? So you know this nigga ain't wearing no condoms. Niggas is not wearing condoms at that age. Niggas ain't wearing condoms, period. But the nigga said, I would not be fucking if I didn't want to get a bitch pregnant. He said that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, she already has a 5-year-old son named King, and that's with Tyga. And Tyga been on some weird shit lately. If y'all go to YouTube and pop in his shit, he been on some ragged Jamaican shit now. All of a sudden, he ain't doing no rap no more. He just doing that shit. But then, you know, she has a 17-month-old named Dream, a girl, and that's by her ex-fiancé, Rob Kardashian. So, you know, what are you doing, Blac Chyna? You need to figure it out. You got... Like, to me, like, what you doing, Blac Chyna, you are basically just showing young black girls out here that they can just finesse through the world. Not everybody can do that, and that's not really priority. That shouldn't be priority in a young black woman's life. We understand that you got it out the mud. You're a different cloth. Your mother's from a different era. Yeah, okay, but we don't need to focus on that. Like, that doesn't need to be the narrative for motherfuckers. And not just you. Love and Hip Hop too. I can't stand them. I used to watch Love and Hip Hop faithfully with the wife. I no longer do that. I'm trying to get her up off of it. So the first thing I gotta do is I gotta get up. I haven't watched it for over a year. She still watches it. And honestly, I don't think she's gonna come up off of it. But I do believe that what you watch can definitely put an influence on your day-to-day communication, the way you react to stuff, you know, because black people haven't gotten a lot of therapy, you know what I mean? If you ask any black, you know, African-American, 9 times out of 10, none of them had therapy, like real therapy about their life and their lifestyle, what it is now. You know what I'm saying? But moving along, you know what I'm saying? I also heard that, like, in the next 3 years, like 800,000 people will be leaving California and New York because of the income tax rate. It's pretty much the highest personal income tax rate that it's ever been. And people from Connecticut and Jersey and Minnesota, they will lose over 500,000 people over the next 3 years due to this. Look into it. That seemed pretty crazy to me to hear numbers like that. You know what I'm saying? With people moving, like, where they gonna be moving to? I think they're gonna probably be moving to Texas and Nevada and shit like that, because I don't think they have taxes. You know, so we'll just have to see how it shifts into the economy and see if it's effective or not. You know what I mean? If you're just now plugged in, it's episode 15. And we back at it here on the Plugged In podcast and shit. And like I said, man, a lot of fucking weird shit has been going on lately. This is going to be like, I mean, from Bill Cosby to Kanye. You know what I mean? And then you got the way everybody's reacting to him. Got the NBA playoffs going on and shit. Got the NBA playoffs going on and shit. LeBron smacking the fuck out of Toronto. And to me, you know, somebody might look at me like I'm a LeBron hater, but let's be honest, y'all. You have to respect this man and what he does. Nobody disrespects what this man does. I'm actually very grateful to have witnessed such greatness. Just like when I witnessed Michael, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Tim Duncan. You know? Yes, of course, there's a lot of motherfuckers, and but this nigga's running through Toronto. They ran through Indiana, I believe. They're running through Toronto right now. Golden State, they smacked the Pelicans earlier. I believe the Houston game is on right now. Let me check the score. Did I say shout out to Meek Mill? Yeah, I'm just happy Meek's home. Happy for him. Even though Philly's been losing. Yeah, Philly's been losing. So the Warriors won 118-92 to the Pelicans. That was today. Right now, the Rockets are playing the Jazz. It's third quarter, and it's 9 minutes left. And the Rockets are winning 63-50. This is game four. Houston leads 2-1. Nice little lead Houston got. And tomorrow will be followed up by game four in Philadelphia against the Celtics. And also game four against Cleveland and the Raptors. And Cleveland's up 3-0, and they're going to be in Cleveland, so they're probably going to finish this season off for the Toronto Raptors. Damn shame, truly, that they can't get it together. Nigga, it's embarrassing them. And the way with the internet and shit, that shit really been hella funny lately. The way they've been making Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan look like. They need to go ahead and break that up. There's nothing that they can add that's going to stop LeBron. Nobody in the East. I mean, if they beat these, after they beat these niggas, they'll be playing whoever wins between Boston and Philly. And right now, Boston is leading 3-0. So it looks like Boston is going to be moving forward. Tomorrow they're in Philly. And they fuck around and smack them in Philly. Philly can take it to a game five if they win. And they can take it to a seven-game series if they win another one. They just gotta, you know, they can't lose no more, pretty much. Pelicans, I don't know. Golden State's up 2-1. Their next game will be game five in Golden State. Tuesday at 9:30. Yeah. So, hold on, what we got? What's up, Brody? And then we got, you know, business is cool, I'm hearing, as far as the pot smokers and whatnot is going now. They got FPI Management Property Company in California. They want to hire, like, dozens of people right now. It's really been cracking for, like, 2 months. They got these factories between New Hampshire and Michigan. And then there's also a gang of hotels in Las Vegas. Who are pretty desperate now, like as far as the weed laws and all that, to still hire people. It's come to the point now where they're dropping the marijuana testing. They're just testing for everything else but that. Not everybody, just this FPI management. You can look them up. And then Michigan was the 10th state to have the marijuana legal or the medical shit legal anyway, so it's all good. Now, I don't know if y'all heard about Adrian Broner, the homie that boxes and whatnot, about billions is what he be talking. His chain got snatched. Chain got snatched by a nigga that looked like Zaytoven. And the crazy thing is, I don't even know how the whole situation went when the chain got snatched or whatnot, but I seen footage. It damn sure looked like it's worth, you know, at least $250,000. The piece do at least. It's hella shiny. So, but like I said, there's a Zaytoven lookalike out there that pretty much got the nigga for his shit because he made a video. I don't know if he's the one that got the chain, but he's the one that made the video with the chain. And I'm just tired of niggas doing this. Like, it's not plugged in. That's not plugged in to me. You're not plugged in stealing niggas' chains no more. Like, the thing with it with me is, like, bro, this generation is a trip. You pretty much dry snitching on yourself saying that you just did some shit. You got the shit, come get me. You know what I mean? The video's for, you know, but that's some street shit. You don't bring the street shit into the internet. It ain't just niggas on the internet. It ain't just people that are following you. Everybody got access. Everybody can see. Niggas is pretty much screenshotting. Bitches is screenshotting. Everybody is screen recording. It's going down out here. So, you know, I hope it's not even his chain. But, you know, a nigga like him, Adrian Broner, he runs me as a hood nigga. Because some of the footage I've recently seen him in, where he was going off on a motherfucker, you know, running his bumper to somebody. He was G-checking the shit out of somebody, as he should. I mean, he a grown man. So, and he's all about billions. You know what I mean? That's what his chain stand for. So, I'm hoping that nigga got insurance, because I know he got life insurance. You can't have all this bread and be doing all this shit and not have no insurance. So, you know, you got them real hood niggas that's like, ugh, if a nigga steal my chain, nigga, I'm smoking them or I'm going to get them. You know what I mean? That's all fine and dandy, but at the end of the day, that really don't make you a real man. That's just you doing what you need to do for your feelings, if that's what you think is right. You know what I mean? For the universe, as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, you're not supposed to kill nobody. You know what I mean? But if you're going to go out there and murk a nigga, you got to take a nigga out. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be saying shit about it. You should be on your own. You know what I mean? You should have some shit plotted. I mean, if that's what I'm going to do, I'm not just going to hit a nigga right after he tear me down. I'm going to tear him down. I'm going to give it some time. I'm going to weigh my options out and do what I need to do. You know, but I'm just tired of niggas taking chains and getting on the internet and talking about, yeah, because this nigga literally said he want $1 million. He said, yeah, I want $1 million to get this Zaytoven-looking nigga. Zaytoven-looking-ass nigga talking about, I want $1 million to get this back. You want this back? I need $1 million. I said, wow. The foolery. That's not plugged in at all. I mean, if I snatch a nigga's chain, I'm going to wait 6 months or have some other motherfucker dump it off at the pawn shop for me and we can split the percentage up. It's not going to be in my name. I'm not going to be the one seen doing nothing with it. And I'm not going to be seen doing nothing with it. So, fuck you mean? That's not plugged in at all. I'm just tired of niggas getting on the internet doing that dumb shit, trying to look hard. Because, look, it's not getting niggas famous for nothing else but that. Niggas think they can get on the internet and be like, ooh, I stole Soulja Boy's chain. It's worth $1 million. Or, AB's chain, it's worth 500 racks, and I want this back. It's not like a nigga can't be like, and check the link in my bio. So a nigga can be like we're not gonna tap into your whatever's in your bio, my nigga. Like, we're tapping in right now, we're plugging in right now because you got this nigga's chain, and you look like a fool at the end of the day because you don't got no mask on, you just trying to get clout. That's what the kids call it these days, chasing clout. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, bro, it's really a trip. So, the other shit I wanted to touch on was Trippie Redd, the situation between Trippie Redd and 6ix9ine. Trippie Redd from Canton, Ohio, and then 6ix9ine from New York, the one with the colors all in his hair. They just got into it over the internet again. Mind you, this is something else that's over the internet. Clearly, like, niggas is just on their Instagrams tagging a nigga, making a video that's a minute long, bumping their bumpers. And they're both talking about, well, I got more songs on the charts than you do. I got, you know, 5-6 songs on the charts. They're all platinum. And then the other one's talking about, well, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have those songs on the charts, my nigga, because I get a finder's fee because I'm on a label, and my label, I put my label up onto some of your music, and they started fucking with you. So I get a finder's fee, my nigga. So all that fame you getting, my nigga, is because of me, my nigga. So then the other nigga's like, oh, fuck this nigga, when I seen you, nigga, it's on, so, you know, whoopty whoop. So they going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Meanwhile, old girl Cuban Doll, I don't know if y'all familiar with her. She, I believe, is from, like, either Detroit or Mexico. I mean, not Mexico. I'm tripping. That's not plugged in. Atlanta is what I meant to say. But I want to say she's from Detroit. Because when I first heard of Cuban, I think it was with Molly Brazy. And Cuban Doll got on Instagram Live with 6ix9ine. And she was asking him shit like, you know, they was being hella flirtatious and whatnot. But they were talking about Trippie Redd and shit. So long story short, after they get off Instagram Live, I guess her boyfriend, Cuban Doll's boyfriend, Tato from Glory Boys, which is like Chief Keef, you know, and all them, you know what I mean? Reese, fucking Fredo Santana, he just actually, you know, rest in peace, Fredo, he just actually passed away. I want to say the beginning of this year, or late last year, I think it was the beginning of this year, but apparently, Tato is not the one to be fucking with, okay? This man, I don't know much about him. I know that he doesn't really rap. I just know that he's kind of one of the niggas that's affiliated with Chief Keef. And I think they just in that circle. He's like one of the generals, you know what I mean? From what I've been, you know, as far as what I've seen and did my research on. So, next thing you know, Tato calls 6ix9ine, like FaceTimes the nigga, or he calls him on Instagram or some shit. And, the nigga basically was like, nigga, stop calling my girl, bro. Erase my girl's number from your phone, you know. And 6ix9ine was like, man, you a fucking bum, nigga. Like, no, I do what I want. So then the part that everybody's really talking about, Tato basically got to yelling at the top of his lungs, like, I'm going to kill you, nigga. Like, I kill people. I believe is what he said. I kill people. And, The nigga looked like Freddy Krueger when he said it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga looked like, like, you can see this nigga's face. The video's out there. And the fact that niggas think it's comfortable to say I kill people on the internet just goes to show you that they really kill people. There's absolutely nothing. Well, I'm not going to say that there's nothing wrong with that. What I'm going to say is that, The way that niggas is just so comfortable now is just beyond me. Like, it's really ill how niggas could just admit something like that so freely over the internet. That all pretty much started off of Cuban Doll talking to a rapper named 6ix9ine. This nigga, because they was going live on Instagram talking, like, how did you meet? You know, she was asking him how he met And I guess Tato just got wind of this shit. Called this nigga up, pretty much threatened him. So then 6ix9ine gets on his Instagram. He reposts the same video of this nigga telling him, I kill people. And you go to 6ix9ine's Instagram, every video he posts gets like 2 million views. At least no less than 900,000 views. Just on his Instagram post. So it's like, wow. So I'm pretty sure here in a few days we'll hear a little bit more about it. And I don't know if you're familiar with Go Yeah Yo. Go Yeah Yo is a rapper from Dallas, either Houston or Dallas. And him and Bugatti Casino, they've been going at it. Because Go Yeah Yo jumped in the shit. Talking about niggas is hoes for putting their hands on Cuban Doll. Matter of fact, Cuban Doll posted another video after all of this shit. Beat the fuck up, because Tato put them hands on her. Beat the fuck up. Old girl had her hoodie on. She was sitting in the emergency room lobby of a hospital. Beat the fuck up. Had her hood on over her head. Had her hair all fucked up. You can see bruises all over her face. And if Tato can hear me, man, you are a bitch for doing that, bro. Hey, you a dumbass nigga for getting on the internet talking about I kill people with your crazy dumbass nigga. It's niggas like you. But, you know, I pray for niggas in Chicago, and he's one of them victims that's been living in Chicago, and it's damn near, I ain't even gonna say it's damn near, it is a war zone out there. Deadly. So I'm really not surprised in his aggressive response. But over a female, my nigga, she's not your wife. You know you got bitches. You really don't need to. I mean, her box must really be just like, I mean, the box got to be great. Head got to be great for you to really be tripping like that, my nigga. Like, because, I mean, damn. You on top of the world, you would think. From what I see, I follow his Instagram. You don't even drop albums. You're not even in the booth like that. Niggas need to find something to do. Get plugged in, because beating on these little girls, and Cuban Doll's a rapper. She's dope. Go check her out. But Cuban Doll, if you can hear me, girl, that is not plugged in. You need to get plugged in. Stay focused. And you're already plugged in, baby girl. Just like get up away from that situation. The thing is, see, sometimes these little dumb girls want to make it, and then when they want to get in a relationship, they fall for the hardest niggas. Like, you don't always gotta be with the hardest nigga. Get you somebody that's really street smart, but get you somebody that don't want to just not never change. And especially when I'm talking about physical behavior, putting hands on you and shit. I mean, damn. This should be the last straw. So Cuban Doll, she made a video showing that she was in the hospital, beat up, talking about bitch ass nigga. That's why I'm gonna expose you. So we'll just see. If there's anybody out there that wants to bet me a dollar that Cuban Doll stays with her or not, I'm betting that she stays with him. I'm betting that here in 30 days she'll still be with Tato. And she posted like all her responses on his account, because he has an account as well. And she got access to it. So that's really what fucked him off. You know what I'm saying? And then after she did that, check this shit out. After she did that, the nigga Tato knew he was cop. So the nigga decided that he was going to post a picture of her. He took the picture down, though. But the caption said something like, this is what I do to hoes that act stupid or some shit like that. Crazy, yeah. Fucking crazy. Yeah, man, so. Hold on, give me a second, yeah. Oh. Okay. I was just reading the text message. My file. You now plugged in, man. This is episode 15. Mm-hmm. Fuck, let me see. There's something I was going to get to. I just got to find it. Weather's been getting better lately. But let's get on Alabama. Earlier when I talked about YB and Namir, he's from Alabama. I could have mentioned some fucking fucked up shit that's been going down in Alabama. So I know y'all heard about three whole situations that didn't happen in Alabama. Let's see. Let's go over them from what I can remember. One, I think a motherfucker went in a Waffle House because, yeah, they was all in Waffle Houses. All three of them happened at Waffle Houses in Alabama. One motherfucking white boy went in there and gunned down like four people. Some black, some Mexican, if I'm not mistaken. Then, a lovely African-American woman was hemmed the fuck up, disrespected by some really bitch-ass, probably fucking county-looking ass sheriffs. Or whatever the fuck they was. They took her the fuck down inside a Waffle House because she asked for, like, the fucking telephone number of the owner or a corporation or some shit like that. She was asking for some information, and because she didn't move when the police officer asked her to move or something, he just hemmed her up, mad her, you know what I mean? So that's some other shit that went down in Alabama. And then the last thing that I heard about Alabama was an African-American woman that tried to get into a Waffle House. And they was basically locking the doors. And the doors locked, like she couldn't get in and shit. And they were telling her that they're not open and they don't serve. You know, this is a white-only restaurant. Yeah, look it up, bro. Fucking crazy. It's 2018. But you're supposed to live your best life, right? Wish I didn't have to fucking live it here. But that's another story, another episode. If you're now tuned in, plugged in. This is my fucking plugged in podcast. It's your boy Mikel DeWayne. And we're live here on episode 15. Let's get into some old school shit. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, so Puerto Rico, man. Puerto Rico. Pray for y'all. Pray for Puerto Rico. Extremely hurt for what's going on with Puerto Rico, and I can't even understand what they're going through. All I can do is pray. You know, thousands marching. Police responding with excessive force. It's fucked up right now for Puerto Rico. If you are hearing this and listening to this, man, you have to pray immediately. The next opportunity you have where you can pray for Puerto Rico for 10 to 15 seconds. You ain't got to be on your knees. Just say something. Just put something out there in the universe for them, because they got some shit going on. Do it for the children. Babies, at least. You know what I mean? They protesting down there. 280 school closures, I believe, in August. You know, and I'm hearing that that's $72 billion in debt. With that. With all that. $72 billion in debt. And like 1,100 people killed in Maria. So I'm just putting that positive vibe out there. Pray for Puerto Rico. So, I don't know if y'all heard about this crazy, nasty motherfucker in New Jersey. So check this crazy shit out. This motherfucker was... This high school in New Jersey has this track and field. And somebody was... There was... human feces on the track. Someone was using the restroom. They weren't even using the restroom. Someone was taking a shit. Someone was taking a shit. There it is. Someone, fuck it. Fuck it, man. Someone was taking a fucking shit. Someone was taking a fucking shit on the fucking track. Over and over and over and over. And it was happening consistently. Finally, they got the camera footage and found out it was the motherfucking superintendent of the fucking school district. Of the school. Of the high school. This nasty motherfucker in New Jersey. I don't even know this motherfucker's name. You can look it up. This shit is disgusting. White dude. What the fuck is wrong with y'all white folks? What the fuck? What the fuck? That is nasty, bro. What the fuck, bro? Like, shit. You taking a shit on the track. You on the track taking a shit. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? This ain't where the bathroom is, my nigga. Like, this is a high school. There were children going out here on the track because there's probably a PE class going on. Or, I don't know, maybe they have a sport, track and field. So there's going to be kids out here every day. They're running into shit. Turned out to be this nasty, stinking ass motherfucker. Ain't wiping his ass or nothing. Sick. Sick ass motherfucker, man. That's nasty as shit. Not plugged the fuck in at all. Not at all. So, what's up with it, OG? Thanks for plugging in. If you're now plugging in, this is episode 15 on the Plugged In Podcast. I was just talking about this nasty ass motherfucker that was doing some just disturbing behavior out there in New Jersey, taking a dump on the damn track and field. There was children out here. There was kids out here. I believe it was a high school, New Jersey. They out here probably, you know, running for track and field, doing, you know, for PE class or something, and they running into what looks like shit. Coming to find out after the camera footage, it was the motherfucking superintendent of the damn high school, of the school district. They done called him, he got a mugshot. White dude, nasty motherfucker. These motherfuckers is nasty. I don't understand it. I really don't. So yeah, we got a lot of new music that's dropped lately. J. Cole, touched on him a couple episodes ago. J. Cole came with some dope ass shit. Me personally, I fuck with like number 5 and on from the whole album. And it's not that I don't fuck with the first 4 songs. I just really be slapping like number 5 and on. I can slap them and not even touch nothing. And a lot of people really dislike J. Cole. A lot of people really just don't got time for J. Cole. I got a homie, real close homie, that just don't got time for J. Cole. And I be like, wow, with all the crazy, whack-ass, fucked-up, Lil Pump, dumb-ass sounding shit, niggas don't even fuck with Cole. I be like, wow, what has the world come to? I don't know. Where's the Fine Nine drop? The Book of Ryan. I checked that out. Pretty dope. Eminem's going crazy. Logic's going crazy. He's got J. Cole on there. That's my personal favorite. One of my, you know, personal favorite. Eminem's probably my favorite feature on the Royce album. But yeah, go fuck with the Royce album. Styles P, the Ghost, drops some dope shit. Whole thing is slapping. The whole thing's smacking. You gotta really listen to it. Ray Sherman drops some shit. I wasn't really feeling too much of it, but I was just zooming through it. Neat. I just gave it one listen. If I give Ray Sherman probably 2-3 more listens, I'm sure I'll be feeling more. You know what I mean? But for the most part, the songs that they've come out with, like Paraglide, I really fuck with that song. And Slimmy B's got another song too, Big Brinks Truck or something like that, that I really fuck with. You know, so they got some shit that I've already heard that came out before the album dropped on Friday that I'm fucking with. So, you know, that's cool. But yeah. All that shit in Alabama's fucked up. They almost broke that girl's arm doing that bullshit. In the discussion. Trying to find. But yeah, back to the Alabama shit. The last one, I didn't really fill it out. A black woman claimed she was not allowed to eat at a Waffle House in Alabama because of the color of her skin. Mitchell apparently being locked out of the restaurant was the third time this month. Waffle House arrested. Waffle House came under fire. Chiquisha Clemens was arrested on Sunday after she allegedly refused to pay for plastic utensils at a Waffle House in Saraland, Alabama. Okay? Video footage showed three white male police detaining her. At one point, her top went down and her breasts were exposed. Okay? Prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump said at a press conference Wednesday that law enforcement choked and brutalized 25-year-old Clemens during the arrest. She was charged disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Like, what the fuck? That's a dumbass law to me. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. I wanted to get on these back page motherfuckers. Check this out. Seven top officials of the website Backpage.com long accused of facilitating child sex trafficking have been arrested. Okay? After a grand jury in Phoenix issued a 93-count indictment alleging conspiracy, prostitution, money laundering. Now, after the government seized all the back page websites around the world, that's when all this shit went down. Now, I think here their names is Michael Lacey, James Larkin, Carl Ferrer. They weren't even charged. But the indictment claims the site continued to be financed by Lacey, Larkin, and two other co-owners who attained operational control of the pages. But here it says the indictment accuses Backpage of facilitating prostitution committed by those posted ads on the site, specifically citing 17 victims trafficked through Backpage, some as young as 14. Okay. Authorities also alleged the company laundered some of estimated $500 million in prostitution-related revenue the site had generated since its launch in 2004. Backpage been out since 2004, my nigga. Virtually every dollar flowing into Backpage's coffers represents the proceeds of illegal activity, according to the indictment. The government alleges the Backpage netted profits of more than $112 million in 2013 and more than $134 million in 2014. A Senate report issued later last year said the Backpage ran sites for 943 locations in 97 countries and 17 languages. In addition to the criminal counts, the government is seeking to seize 10 residences in California, Arizona, Texas, and Illinois, 25 bank accounts, 35 website domains in the U.S. and 20 other countries. It's real bad for Backpage. Ooh. I think y'all can hang Backpage up. It's a wrap. I'm really mad it took this long. Niggas is getting money, though. I ain't mad at y'all. Do what you do. Let's see. Yeah, I also wanted to pick up on these crazy motherfuckers and what they did in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Really, it was down there in Moore, Oklahoma. Let me see where the fuck this shit is. I couldn't have got rid of it. I did. Damn. But you know what? I know what the fuck it is. Ramon Smith. I don't want to say Jerron Moreland. Rest in peace to both of those brothers. They had got to a situation where they was going to buy some guns from these guys, two white men. And when they hopped in the back seat of the truck or the, whatever kind of SUV or whatever the fuck they hopped in, one of the white guys in the front, they thought they heard a gun cocked back. He said he heard a raft. Or whatever word it was that he heard, that he described and explained, he heard something, which made him feel threatened, that thinking that they were going to get shot, when really they just shot them. They murdered both of them on sight. Bam, bam. Then they disposed of the bodies, though. Like, they didn't call the police or anything, or stay there at the crime scene. No, they tried to hide that shit. You know what I'm saying? Got caught up. And the crazy thing is, like, nobody's fucking talking about it. I seen one news station talk about it, but I mean, I seen one station. I'm not saying no stations aren't talking about it. I've only seen one, though, and that was in the city that it happened. You know what I'm saying? They're calling it a modern-day lynching. I mean, these two men and one other, they pretty much abducted both these niggas from a grocery store parking lot where the whole situation happened at in Moore, Oklahoma. They shot and killed them, stripped them naked, like burned their clothes and shit. Took these niggas to a pond, tied their bodies to cinder blocks, my nigga. Dumped them in the water type shit. So yeah, the murderers, their names are Kevin Butler, Johnny Shane Barker, Brett Butler, and this shit have blown up in the mainstream media. And it has not. Like I said, it's been on a few little here and there, but I've only seen it on one. I've seen it being reported more on the internet. That's why I be telling wifey, like, because she don't do the internet. She has an Instagram. She don't fuck with Facebook. She doesn't want to even have a Facebook. I think Facebook's a little too personal for her, and that's fine. But she's definitely, like, just on the Instagram to follow motherfuckers, probably. And see shit. Because she don't really post on Instagram either. But I be telling her, like, sometimes Facebook is useful. Because I hear about a lot of things I would never hear about, ever. Through Facebook. But, you know, that just might not be a good enough reason for her to fuck with it. Or a lot of people. You know what I mean? It's really bad, though. So, the two victims of this Oklahoma lynching are 21-year-old Ramon Smith and 21-year-old Jerron Moreland. Yeah, look into it. If you find something on the internet, share it. Tell somebody about it. See what's going on. Because it's fucked up out here. But yeah. I would like to thank everybody for plugging the fuck in with us. You already know what the fuck going on. Episode 15. And thanks for tuning the fuck in and plugging the fuck in. Free Bill Cosby. You already know the whole situation going down with him. And how fucked up it is with him and shit. What's up, Brody? And the crazy shit that that nigga's on. And then he had some motherfucking, hello. What's up with you, Brody? Yeah, and, but yeah, Kanye has some other footage that just came out recently where he was, it was like longer footage that they wasn't really showing. Some other shit came out. And then Lupe Fiasco had some other shit that came out. Really got me thinking. And you know how motherfuckers be like, they say a gang of shit, but the media gonna take that one little clip of what a nigga saying, bro. They gonna take that shit and run with it, so it just look dumb. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to justify what that nigga saying at all, whatsoever. Because saying that slavery was a choice is fucked up. But I'm sure he meant more than that. I'm sure. Because the way niggas bang on the way niggas bang on each other, like, you're not going to get no progress from that. That nigga ain't trying to, it just came out wrong, you feel me? I've been put in situations where I've said some shit, and a motherfucker get offended. But I wouldn't have said this shit if I knew it was going to offend you. I don't know, I don't know if you can relate. But that nigga is on some other shit. And we just not fucking with him right now. I still fuck with a lot of his old music. So, you know what I'm saying? Right now, Kanye, you not plugged in right now, Kanye. You can get plugged in. You know what you got to do now. Like, I don't know. And then on top of that, it could be a motherfucking, the niggas dropping music. So a lot of people look at it like it's just a publicity stunt anyway. You feel me? So, free Bill Cosby and free that nigga Kanye too, because that nigga be tripping. That nigga is really on some bullshit right now. And again, shout out to Meek Mill. I believe that nigga got a... he's on either 60 Minutes or Dateline tonight. I got to check that shit out. I fuck with me. I'm happy that nigga's out. His album was my personal favorite last year. Besides that Kendrick. shit, excuse me. But, man, make sure y'all plug in with us. If you tuned in and plugged in, share this. We about to put this bitch up on iTunes shortly as we speak. And you'll be able to listen to it on that link if you didn't catch us live here on Facebook. We do appreciate everybody for tapping in and tuning in and plugging in. This is episode 15. Get back with us on the next time, man. Peace, love. I'm plugged in. Yeah, bitch.